Arena continued to better its playoff chances with a home talent baseball win over Muscadet 9-0 yesterday. The game was closer than the final score. The visiting Aces scored single runs in the first and second innings. The 2-0 score did not change until the eighth inning when they would add two more. They sent nine men to the plate in the ninth and added five more to the final margin of victory. Eli Ault was stellar on the mound for Arena after he went the distance and struck out 12 Muscadet batters while walking two and giving up three hits. Alex Meister went the distance for Muscadet and walked four while striking out four and giving up 15 hits, 10 total in the last two innings. The leading hitters for Arena were Dane McElwee and Nate Jennings, who both had three hits and two RBIs. Elijah Ault, Ty Willoughby, and Alex Stotts all had two hits to help Arena to the win. Carson Kenyon, Mason Atkins, and Matthew Cartwright all had a hit for Muscadet. With a 9-0 win, Arena is now 4-5 in the Western section. They have three regular season games left. Muscadet is 0-10 in the Sunday League. They will wrap up the season with two games over the next two weekends, including a trip to Wyota on Saturday. In other games from yesterday, Hollandale over Wyota, 6-5. Also, Verona, 19, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 2, Sauk Prairie edged Black Earth, 5-4. Mazamani got by Cazenovia during Fan Appreciation Day for the Reds, 4-0 Mazamani. 7-4 Middleton over Cross Plains. Wanakee, 18, Plain, nothing. Wisconsin Dells and Reedsburg in a close one, with Reedsburg winning 3-1. Dodgeville, 5, Scholesburg Benton, 1, and a 20-4 win for Fort Atkinson over Lake Mills. In American Legion baseball, the Viroqua Legion team was a winner 8-3 over Onalaska yesterday. The Brewers got home runs from Kristen Yelich, Blake Perkins, and Eric Haas while beating the Dodgers by a score of 9-2 Sunday. That win let Milwaukee avoid being swept in the weekend series. Jacob Junis got the win in relief of Dallas Keuchel. Yelich and Perkins each had three hits and three runs batted in. Brewer closer Devin Williams is scheduled to throw a live batting practice before Tuesday's home game against the Pirates as he tries to finally make it back from a serious injury. Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about Dallas Keuchel and his pitching yesterday.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in. He had a lot of pitches on the edges today. I didn't look at it on video, but a lot of pitches on the edges. He didn't give in, and that was the difference.
And as far as the game and the win for the Brewers over the Dodgers, everyone dug deep.
They're missing Betts. We're missing half a team. So, and Betts is a great player, but they're disciplined and, you know, they didn't get the big hit today when they needed to, but they had opportunities. But Keuchel did not give in, and that's a great job.
Again, the Brewers are off today before beginning that series against Pittsburgh. Yesterday, it was a win for Arizona, 9-1 over San Diego. The Mets beat Pittsburgh, 3-2. St. Louis, 8, and Washington, 3. Atlanta, 6-0 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Minnesota, 3, Houston, 2. Texas, 13-2 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore, 6, Oakland, 3. Toronto, 5-4 over Seattle. Boston, 3, and the Yankees, nothing. Interleague action, Detroit 5, Cincinnati 1, Cleveland 5, San Francisco 4, Miami 7-4 over the White Sox. The Cubs shut out the LA Angels 5-0, and Kansas City 10-1 winners against Colorado. Bronny James was scratched from the Lakers' second California Classic game Sunday because of a swelling in his left knee a day after scoring 4 points in his NBA Summer League debut. The son of Lakers superstar LeBron James sat in uniform at the end of the bench in the first half against Golden State in summer basketball action. Turning to football news, the Packers' second-round draft pick during the 24 NFL draft has been opening eyes with his performance. Linebacker Edgerrin Cooper was one of the fastest at his position when tested at the NFL Combine. Veteran Quay Walker is predicting big things for Cooper. Both athletes have been timed at 4.5 in the 40-yard dash, meaning Green Bay could present a speedy and athletic linebacking core during the 24 season. Cooper told reporters he could relax during the minicamp and make his presence felt. Wisconsin right tackle Riley Malman is rated one of the 10 best college offensive tackles by Pro Football Focus. Malman comes in at number 8. Aronte Ursay of Minnesota is the only Big Ten Conference tackle rated above him. Malman started all 13 games for the Badgers last season. He first assumed a starting position as a redshirt sophomore in the 2022 season. Alex Bowman secured a spot in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs when he held on for the victory on a rainy street course in downtown Chicago yesterday. It was Bowman's first win since Las Vegas in March of 2022 and number 8 for his career. Davis Thompson is a PGA Tour winner, and it wasn't even close. Thompson opened with 5 birdies and 6 holes to pull away. He shot a 64 and set the 72-hole scoring record at the John Deere Classic at 28 under 256, winning by 4 strokes. The victory gets him into the British Open in 2 weeks. The Georgian native also goes to the Masters for the first time next April. Giannis Antetokounmpo is now an Olympian. Giannis is heading to the Olympics for the first time after he scored 23 points and Greece held off Croatia 80-69 on Sunday in one of the 4 men's basketball qualifying tournament finals being held to determine the final spots in the 12-team field for the Paris Games. Brazil is also going to the Paris Olympics after a 19-0 run over the final 3:21 of the first quarter set the tone in what became a surprisingly easy 94-69 win over Latvia. So is Spain, which held off the Bahamas for its 7th consecutive Olympic berth, and Puerto Rico grabbed the last spot by beating Lithuania. Kevin Durant is dealing with calf soreness that has kept him from being a full participant in USA Basketball's training camp for the Paris Olympics, though he has assured team officials that he does not expect the issue to be a major one. Durant is the second forward who has not been able to be at full speed in the U.S. camp that has had its second day of on-the-floor workouts. Sunday, Boston forward Jason Tatum was excused from the first 2 days of camp workouts for personal reasons and is expected to be on the floor with his U.S. teammates for the first time today. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.